Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another edition of your favorite podcast of all time, the Psychic Funhouse. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you doing, Mr. Laurence?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm your co-host, Lawrence Birch, and we're here to talk about all things psychic and to offer some supportive readings to our lovely listeners and just to enjoy the next hour while we try to stay cool with the heat wave that's going down over much of these United States. So hope you're out there with a nice cool drink in hand and relaxing under a fan. It's definitely hot where I am up here in Oregon land, 90 plus. So. Yeah. So you have a good week so far, Michael?
I have. Yeah, it's been a really great week. It's been really busy. And it's good. Very productive. Getting a lot done, which is nice. It feels good. Checking off the boxes.
There you go.
How's your week going?
We feel pretty good. I've been doing all right with that cash flow, so that's helpful. And spending a lot of time trying to play catch-up in the garden. Planted a bunch of sweet peppers today ahead of this weekend's projected 110 degree temperatures, so hopefully they're going to do okay. But just trying to water, you know, like mad. Water.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy for sure. So hopefully everybody will get through okay. My berries are ripening like crazy. I picked a whole bunch of berries the other day. I got to pick some more. So those are nice raspberries. That's fun.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Things are really tasty. Blueberries are coming up. And potatoes look good. Getting a bunch of lettuce. I wish I could share all the lettuce with you. It's really good. A ton of lettuce. So today I thought we would talk about self-love before we go to phones and how you can coordinate or maybe invite spirit into helping you let go of whatever is blocking you from really accepting and loving yourself, because that's a really important concept, right? A good percentage of people that come to Michael and myself as clients are talking to us because they have, you know, what I would just generally call love issues, right? Some kind of issue about usually a relationship. So they want to know what's going on with the relationship, what can they expect, what's coming in the future, does this person care about them, you know, why aren't they communicating with them, you know, a whole host of things. And it's not always the case, maybe, but it's often the case that and part of what they're really asking is, do I love myself enough to be in this relationship in the first place? In other words, you know, when we get asked, well, does this person love me? Oftentimes what I'll ask the client is, well, what do you think? And then, you know, sometimes that elicits kind of a nervous laugh. Well, I don't know, you know. Well, I mean, if you're engaging with them maybe you're even dating them, or, you know, if you've been involved with them for a long time, maybe you're even married and you've got a long-term relationship, and you're not sure if this person cares about you, then my question back is, why don't you know that? And what's going on that's preventing you from engaging with that person honestly, even if it feels risky or scary or you're, you know, fearing a rejection, to just ask, like, you know, I don't know what's going on in the relationship, or I'm not sure, but I just want to know, you know, do you love me? Do you care about me? You know? But that seems to be a really difficult question for a lot of people in a relationship to ask, and it always puzzles me, I guess. I don't know, Michael, what's been your experience with that particular issue with clients?
One of the things, I mean, one of the things I find is that spirit, you know, wants people to take responsibility for their lives. And one of the things I've seen through the readings and experienced is that spirit wants people to not be in a relationship that they're not going to participate in, or be with somebody who's participating in the relationship, according to how the sitter, you know, wants somebody to participate. I don't know if I made sense there.
Try it again, you're pretty close.
They're not getting back what they're putting in. They're not feeling the connection. And I think it's important to not stay in a relationship that you're not getting the love back. You know, that's so important. Or being engaged with somebody, the engagement, the connection. And instead of just coming to us and asking us what we see, you know, why don't you just ask the person that's in front of you, you know, that you're going to go have dinner with tonight? Hey, what's going on? You know, are you, you know, do you want to continue forward? And that's my take on it. And I think it's important that people do that.
Why do you think it's so difficult for some of our clients to engage with whoever they're, you know, in a relationship where they want to be in a relationship with about that? What's the block there? Do you think it's fear or something else?
I think it's fear. I think it's fear sometimes. From what I've seen that a lot of it is fear that you're going to hear, you're going to receive the response you don't want to receive.
Uh-huh.
You know, which is they're not into you.
Uh-huh.
And
some kind of rejection.
And also too, I think sometimes it's you know, just not being able to talk to somebody. Yeah. You know, shutting down. Or just being afraid. So, I don't know. What do you think? What have you witnessed? Experience?
Well, yeah, I think what goes on with people, you know, we've talked about this a lot, especially recently, is they come to us oftentimes with some level of expectation, you know, and part of that expectation is that whatever question they want the answers to, we're there to just provide that for them, you know, without probing or going deeper or investigating, you know, or really interacting with them. And I think when they get a response, you know, which happens particularly with this subject from you and I, because spirit is like, you know, it doesn't make any sense just to give them a yes or no answer without some level of self-exploration. And I would agree with your characterization of it, you know, responsibility taken on their part. Then, you know, it seems to go one of two ways. Either the client steps up to the plate and realizes, oh, okay, yeah, I need to do something to engage with this person and not just, you know, rely on spirit to tell me what to do or what they are feeling. Or, you know, they get defensive or they push back or they shut down. Or the most extreme example is they start, you know, accusing us of not really knowing what we're doing, which is always a fun response. So you can kind of go a bunch of different ways. You know. But when they're able to hear what spirit has to tell them, which is, hey, you know, don't you think you should know the answer to this? I mean, you know.
Right.
Because that's been another common discussion too, is like, you know, they, especially if they want to give you information, right, they'll tell you all this stuff about this person. And, you know, I know you and I quite often get pretty quick impressions of, you know, what people's, you know, partners or spouses or love interests are right away. And we don't necessarily need the backstory, but people need to talk, and so we listen, which is fine. And mostly the evidence that they share with us just confirms what we already know. And then we, you know, and it really, in them telling it, it often confirms what they already know too, but they don't want to admit to, right? Which is either yes, this person really cares about them, or they don't, you know, they really don't. And you don't want to confront that because it's painful, or you don't want to be alone, you know, whatever the issue is. But do you really want to, you know, just have a psychic tell you, you know, yes or no, or this is the answer, and, you know, that's the end of it? I mean, it just seems like a lot of responsibility to put on, you know, somebody who may or may not even really have any kind of relationship with, about something that you obviously care a great deal about. You know what I mean? Just kind of perplexes me. It's a different, totally different category than, you know, what's going on in my career, or, you know, am I going to have help in my finances? You know, that kind of thing. Because there's a lot of emotion involved.
Right.
And I guess, you know, it's a big deal, but you gotta, you know, show up with at least some sense of, you know, what am I doing in this relationship in the first place if I don't even know if this person has any feelings for me that are authentic, you know? I mean, I guess the one exception I would carve out is you don't really know because you're not involved with this person, but you want to know if they, you know, would make a good fit for you, you know, or if they are interested in you at all. That seems legit because you don't really know because you haven't talked to them. But even again, I would say, well, break the ice, you know, ask them out, see what happens. Yeah. But
yeah,
I don't know. Just curious. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I want to help people, and I want to, you know, give them some tools to be successful, and I get that, you know, they have feelings, and that can be, you know, overwhelming. But it's not like,
right,
because that's going on, now you get to just, you know, step away from things and, you know, ask spirit to take care of it. You got to show up going, okay, maybe what I'm looking for is affirmation of what I'm feeling, or confirmation or whatever, but that doesn't let me off the hook to ask the difficult questions. Because I am going to ask them back. I am going to say, well, what do you know? Well, I don't know. Well, why not? You know, why aren't you talking? Doesn't that seem odd to you? I don't know. It seems odd to me. But...
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, if you're with somebody, you know, I also think, you know, one of the most important things is actually getting in touch with, you know, your intuition to be able to start trusting that and trusting the intuition to guide you through any type of situation, and especially when it comes to, you know, relationship, you know, whether you, you know, whether this person you think is falling in love with you or not, and to start allowing that to guide you through the process.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and you know, that circles back to, you know, the concept of the show, which is this idea of self-love. And, you know, if you've got a lot of negative thoughts about yourself, you know, or poor self-image or low self-esteem, or maybe you've got some trauma or abuse history and it's still, you know, got some play in your psyche, it's going to be really difficult for you to, you know, set all that aside and be present in the moment and do just what you're talking about, which is to, you know, use your own best judgment or intuition, you know, about this person that you're interested in. So I think, you know, it's pretty critical to get a hold of yourself and to, you know, figure out whatever it is that's holding you back from self-acceptance and self-forgiveness, which is another big thing, and then how to, you know, cultivate self-love, you know. Almost every client I've had, probably since I first had clients, you know, if I get to that place, I'll ask them, you know, what are you doing for self-care, right? And some people are really good, and I'm always happy when I hear that and affirm that, you know, that they're taking some downtime, whether, you know, they got a spa day planned, or, you know, they go to the gym, you know, exercising or watching what they eat, you know, something concrete that you can point to and say, there's evidence that I love myself because, you know, I'm doing something healthy or doing something good or doing something that tells me that I care about myself. Because if you're not able to, you know, develop that and really feel it and honestly love yourself, you know, I'm not talking about 24/7, 365. There's going to be times when you're going to screw up, you know, and you're going to not be too happy with yourself or your choices. We're all human. But on balance, you know, if you're not able to stay in the self-love zone, how are you going to develop a loving relationship with somebody else?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously in one, you know, one phone call or one session with a reader, you know, you're not going to walk away and just be like, oh, okay, everything's, you know, better. I mean, certainly there are transformative things that happen. And I know you and I have talked about miracles with clients and healings, and those do occur. And they're wonderful when they happen. Even with that, you still, you know, there's the aftercare. There's the, okay, now what, right? You still have to start putting a plan into place to really be honest with yourself as much as you can, I guess, and figure out, you know, what your plan is for success, whether it's with a, you know, developing a loving relationship or business, you know, family, finances, whatever. You know, that spirit's going to help you. Spirit's there to support you. Spirit's there even to give you guidance. But at the end of the day, you have to be the one to step up the plate and say, okay, this is what I want. And I know, you know, we've talked about this forever. You know, one of your, and I've heard you tell people, you know, one of your, I don't know if it's a rule you have, but it's a, you know, something you say to your clients a lot, Michael, is be specific, you know, be specific. You know, because if you're general, if you're just general with spirit, spirit's going to be general back. And then you're going to be like, I don't even know what's happening. You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's kind of, that goes back to that I have found with spirit. It's like, you need to take control of your life. And so what do you want help with? Right. Because sometimes we'll just say, I need help. And then they look at your life and they're like, yeah, several areas. But what do you want to focus on?
Right.
Right.
No, that's right. That's not in question. We know you need help. That's the premise.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But what, you know, but then this forces us, what do you want to work on? Mm-hmm. And what do you want our help with that you're going to work on?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's, and I think, you know, and I think I've said this before, I think, you know, good psychic reading always is, it confirms what we already know. I don't think I've ever come away from a psychic reading with, like, big, profound, you know, information that just I wasn't aware of. I think they do happen sometimes, but, you know, for the most part, that's, I don't think that's what they should really be about. You know, that's what I think, and that's not the work that I do either. So I don't predict people's future and tell them they're going to win $1 million. Although I
That'd
wish
cool
that would
did,
happen
though.
More often. I know, right?
Yeah. Then we'd really have a show. Yeah. Well, I think having realistic, you know, realistic expectations coupled with, you know, an ability to be open to whatever comes your way, you know. Don't be, have a plan, but don't be so attached to it that if, you know, the universe serves you up something different, it may even turn out to be better than your original plan, that you miss it, right? Because I think that can happen too, you know. And we talked about this before with clients who come to us with such unrealistic expectations, either about, you know, what needs to happen in their life or what we need to provide for them, that they get really disappointed from the get-go. And they don't hear, you know, whatever the message spirit has for them, because they're stuck in that place of like, oh, but this isn't, you know, this isn't what I deserve or what I wanted, or, you know. And it's like, well, maybe it isn't, you know, maybe that's not what's on the plate for you right now. But I have yet to have a session with a client where spirit doesn't provide them with something that they need. They may not know they need it, which is fair. It may take a while for them to really assimilate what the message is, but I don't, and I know you don't either. I don't bullshit. You know, I don't have time for that. So I'm not really interested in telling people, oh yeah, you know, if you give me $3,000, I'm going to make sure that, you know, you win the lottery. Right. I'm just not where I'm at. So if you're able to come to us and be in partnership, you know, spirit's going to do amazing stuff for you that you don't even realize is happening, but that's clearing the path for you to move forward and to really live an authentic and ideally, you know, at least the majority of the time, really happy, successful, positive life, right? Which I think what we all want.
Right. Right.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're just facilitators, you and I. That's it.
Yes, we are.
That's right. So speaking of facilitators, if people wanted to get in touch with you to facilitate a healing or to get a reading, one of your wonderful mediumship sessions, Michael, how would they do that? What's your contact info?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or you can call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lawrence?
Yeah, my number to call or text is 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net. You can check out my Facebook page. I'm also a certified clinical herbalist. That is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. So, and always remember to follow us so you don't miss a single episode. Stay in the loop and check out our archive. We've got over a year's worth of really wonderful shows you can take with you anywhere you go. And enjoy us that way. We have lots of great guests, always interesting topics. Okay, well, so how are you feeling about going to the phones? We've got listeners on the line that I'm sure would like to connect with us. You ready to do that, sir?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. So we're going to take your calls, and what we like to do is get your name and where you are calling from. All right, so we're going to go to area code 443. Let's see.
I don't think they're there.
Well, they're there, but there we go. Hi there.
Hello.
What's your name? Yeah,
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from? Hi.
My name is Suzanne, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Suzanne. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse with Michael Lawrence.
Hi.
What can we do for you? Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, obviously I would love to get the message that I'm supposed to receive today, but also if that's not an option, then channeling maybe my guides to find out information for me.
Okay. So you're just, you're looking for some general information? Is that what I'm hearing? Or?
Sure. I mean, I want whatever's going to be the best for me, you know, for the greater good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What do I need to hear?
What do you need to hear? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we can try to find something out for you. So give us a minute to tune in.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you getting anything, Michael?
I'm tuning in. I'm trying to find that channel.
Okay. Well, Michael, tune in. So there's, you know, my guides keep showing me or telling me something about running. And I have been asking them to give me more information about that. You know, are you running towards something or away from something? And what they keep telling me is that you need to run towards something. So I don't know if there's something in your life that maybe you've been working on, or conversely, maybe you've been avoiding, but whatever that something is, maybe it's a project, or I don't get that it's a person. I get that it's something more personal having to do with you specifically. yeah. they are encouraging you to just go for it, full steam ahead. So if you've had some inhibitions or even some blockages or just, you need like an extra shot of confidence, whatever that really important project is, it sounds like, you know, the only thing holding you back from success is really yourself. So does that make any sense to you? Or?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should say anything until...
You don't have to. No, that's fine. We can, keep it.
I have something here.
Okay.
Your guides want you to meditate more and connect with them more. It feels kind of like you used to in the past connect with them much more, and now you're not connecting with them as often as you did in the past. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I only skipped 2 days.
I'm sorry?
Okay, yeah. I said I only skipped 2 days. I'm surprised they're complaining. No. I had been doing it every day, and I skipped 2 days because I was doing some research and didn't do that.
No. There you go.
They're funny.
They have high expectations of you, Suzette.
And this has only been like a month. I mean, like, I'm on a new journey. I'm on a path of spiritual awakening and trying to, you know, do everything I'm supposed to do, and they want me to do it. That's good.
Well, they have very high expectations of you. I mean, that's good. You know, they're
that's
they're
what I said. I'm glad.
That. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I think that's really good.
Okay.
Are you writing a book?
I hope so, because everybody keeps saying that.
Yeah, I think you need to write a book, or you're going to write a book, or they're urging you to write a book, because I keep seeing a book.
Okay.
And, yeah.
You're like the fourth person
to tell me
that.
Okay. I think they're also going to... they're going to guide you through that process, and I think that's why they want to stay so connected with you, and the information will be coming to you. Are you in the medical industry? Medical field of some sort? Medicine?
Yeah.
And is that what
only
you
on
would
the
write
outskirts.
On?
I don't know. I'm
okay.
hoping. I mean... I don't know. I'm a retired school teacher after 33 years, and I have taken up a retirement job of working in a hospital, but I'm only like the administrative assistant for labor and delivery. But I am I've thought about going back to school. I had thought about going back to be a doula or something like that, and I hadn't done that yet, and then this came through.
That's interesting.
And I'm trying to wait, not trying to get myself tied up with school right now, because I feel like I'm taking my time to do this instead.
Have you had experiences with people when they crossed over?
Yes. Like, was I there, you mean? Or?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, two people.
Because it feels kind of like this might be a life path for you.
Okay.
Because I keep seeing, they keep showing me you sitting beside somebody's bed, holding their hand, and then I see, like, the soul leave their body.
Okay.
And it's like you comfort them and console them during this time.
Okay.
There's a term for that.
Hmm.
Death doula.
What is that?
Death doula.
Oh, yeah.
It's what?
A death doula. You know, there's
really?
Doulas that bring life. Yeah, there's doulas that bring life into the world, and there are doulas that help escort life into the next
right.
one, and they're called death doulas, and you can actually get certified in it. So,
okay,
that's wow, interesting. Yeah. So, anyway, those are the images that they're giving me.
Okay. Any idea how long it's going to be before I start being able to feel a little bit more communication with spirit?
They said don't worry about it. Just continue to meditate.
Okay.
They're talking Alrighty. To you, and the way they're showing to me some of the energies going through, it feels like you are recognizing some of it, but not all of it.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep on
track. Do you understand that?
There's a couple of things that I've written down that I feel like maybe like dream things, because I was at the place where I really thought I didn't dream because I don't have dreams. And then I realized from some research that I am having dreams, I'm just not remembering them. So I've started writing down that I'll remember my dreams, and I've started where as soon as I wake up, I try to get something down of what's coming, like just something, even if it doesn't make any sense to me, and then I'm recording it right now.
Uh-huh. That's good.
So
perfect.
I think that's what I was maybe –
Do you know who Robert Moss is, Suzanne? Does that name mean anything to you?
No. No.
He is one of the masters in dream work, and he's got a lot of free material online.
Oh,
but
great.
if you look up Robert Moss, and
the one I listened to.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he was the one I listened to about how to remember my dreams.
Probably, yeah. He's also got a really great technique for dream recall, and it's called lightning, like thunder and lightning dream work. And it's a way for you to just really engage quickly but rather profoundly with dreams to help you, you know, pull them out and make sense of them. So, get them.
Oh, fireworks is starting here.
Oh yeah, one other quick thing maybe before we let you go. You know, Michael was mentioning a book. Don't get too attached, I would say, to whatever you're going to produce being in a book form. I think you have a real potential to be communicating and bringing really really beneficial information to others in a variety of different media. I don't know how savvy you are with social media, but
I'm
maybe
very
there's somebody
savvy with that, and I keep hearing different modalities and multiple.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of things I'm getting from everybody.
Yeah, well, pick one, and you know that running towards something, just dive into it, and just you know, give it 100% commitment, and see how that feels, and see how it works out, because I think that's, you know, a really important component of what you're. You know, what you're turning towards and developing right now. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And come back and let
us
know.
Yep, thank you. Sounds good.
Let us know. Call us back and let
us
know. I will. Okay.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
Stay well.
Thanks for calling us on the Psychic Funhouse, Suzanne. We'll talk to you again.
Well, do you want to go out front? Come on.
Okay. Well, that was interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Are you ready to take another call, kind sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So this is the area code 856.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rosemaria from New Jersey.
It's Rosemaria.
Yep, how
New
are
Jersey.
You?
We're good.
Hi, Rosemaria.
How are you? Whatever you guys
doing
pick
well,
up
thank
for,
you.
Whatever you guys pick up for business partner coming in or traveling or whatever you guys can get that's coming in or that call, whatever you guys get.
You know, it's interesting, kind of similar to what Michael was talking about with our last caller. What's your personal spiritual practice like these days, Rosemaria?
Not much. Like relaxing, some meditation.
Okay. The reason I bring that up is the message that I'm getting is you're kind of missing some opportunities to really develop and get some personal growth as well as some insights into some of the issues, you know, that we've talked about before by going directly and I would say deeper into your relationship with spirit and your own guides. So what my guides are suggesting is that, you know, you take a couple weeks and make a commitment to do something really spiritually intentional every day for those 2 weeks to make connection, maybe to ask questions. You mentioned some meditation. You know, you can do some walking meditation, guided meditation. There's all sorts of different creative and really, you know, even fun ways to really make that connection. But I think that's something that, you know, is being really offered to you right now. There's a window of opportunity. But you have to be willing to, you know, meet the guides in the middle and do the work on your end to create room for them to really give you some, you know, constructive information. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on if you're on something stuff, so I'm not sure why it's happening that way. Them directly. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes things seem pretty circular at first until they become really obvious and clear. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's what I have. Michael, do you have anything?
One of the things I kept seeing here is a journal. Do you journal, Rosemaria?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Uh-huh. And how often is sometimes?
Maybe every other month or every couple of weeks.
Okay. Can you make a commitment to yourself to start journaling something every day?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I think part of also part of the process is getting the energy out of the body, right? And sometimes we just stay with the thoughts and they go round and round and round in the head and they don't go anywhere. And what's important is to keep the energy moving so it just doesn't kind of stagnate and stay stuck. I know all the time, well, 99.9% of the time, the guides are always telling people to journal. Everybody's guides tells their, you know, sitter to, or the person they're responsible with to journal. So I would urge you to journal, and they would like you to journal as well. And really explore what it is that you, the outcome you're looking for in these situations. You know, write down what that would be so that you can also become clear on how you want this to play out and not just kind of be subjected to whatever is happening, but you be part of this process, okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling. Let us know how that goes.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, stay cool out there.
You too.
All right, bye-bye now.
Hello.
Hi there. This is area code 873.
Yes.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nancy, and I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, okay. Great. We love our Canadian listeners. What can we do for you, Nancy?
Just a relationship question. I've been involved with this man. I don't know if you need his name or not, but just wondering if you see... I'm not even looking for marriage. I'm just wondering if you see things progressing into something more committed for him and I.
You can share his name if you feel comfortable doing that. Sure.
Marcus.
Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm hearing is you're not necessarily interested in marriage, but you want to have more of a commitment in your relationship with Marcus. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I'm getting, Nancy, is kind of an interesting picture of your relationship with him. What I see, it's kind of two things going on, I guess. There's definitely a really solid potential for the two of you to get closer and to really become more important in each other's lives. I think what's also happening is there's what I keep hearing is the phrase, there's a stumbling block, and there's some kind of blockage with Marcus that's either holding him back or preventing him from being more open to you. Whatever this issue is, there seems to be a part for you to play with him in order to overcome this. You know, sometimes people bring, particularly if you've been on the planet long enough, past issues into current relationships that, you know, can make it difficult for intimacy to happen or even sabotage the relationship. Because a person hasn't really addressed whatever the issue or issues are. I don't think that's quite the same case with Marcus and you. There's something current between the two of you that I think you can facilitate him opening up to you about. But there needs to be an opportunity for him to really communicate with you in a safe and really non-threatening way. I don't know if it's something he needs to tell you about himself or his perceptions of, I think he's got something perception. I think he has some sense that you view him in a certain light that isn't favorable. I don't think that's really the case. I think that's just what he's burdening himself with unnecessarily, if that makes sense. But I think if you're able to sit with him and just share what it is about him that you really care about and what you're connected to and what you see happening in the relationship moving forward, and just kind of open things up, give him the opportunity to really share whatever it is that he's feeling, positive and maybe not so positive about things, that will go a long way towards erasing whatever this you know, stumbling block is that he's got preventing him from really developing more closeness with you. Does any of that make sense?
Yes. Very much so. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Because he's a, I think you two are really compatible. I think he's a safe person, which is really important, meaning he's not somebody that, you know, is threatening to you on any level. I think he's just got some, you know, seems to be wrapped up in self-image or, you know, it, and I don't want to put anything out there that isn't really happening, but I almost get the sense that he's got, he's had some kind of injury, you know, and what I'm being told is almost like a brain injury, like a traumatic brain injury. It's nothing that's really obvious. It's something that happened maybe when he was younger, and it's contributed to him having some difficulty with perception, if that makes sense, like how he's able to either process information or emotions or something like that. You know, there's something organic in there with him that's, I don't even know that he's really even aware of it, but I think if you know, I don't know if it's even appropriate to bring it up with him because, you know, if it isn't something that isn't already there, you know, it can be kind of difficult to say, hey, you know, I talked to the psychic and he said you had a brain injury, you know, but,
Yeah,
but just to keep that maybe in the back of your mind that, you know, maybe part of what's going on is he's still trying to figure out how to, you know, be engaged and process things, you know, normally, whatever that means. I don't know. Hopefully that's helpful and that makes sense.
Very much so, yes. It makes, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Michael, do you have anything for our Canadian
Do you have
friend?
Any timing for when you see if, do you have any timing with regard to us becoming a couple?
So, you know, if you want things to be more formal, yeah, well, so here, okay, so I'm going to back up a little bit. So what's already going on is maybe you haven't called it that, you know, you haven't used the R word, the relationship word, or the C word in relationship, which is always, you know, frightening for people to say commitment or whatever. But you already de facto have that with each other. You just haven't expressed it and made it real yet. So I think, you know, what really is going to be helpful is if you just acknowledge that you both have feelings and don't put any kind of formal structure on it. You know, don't make it into something that it hasn't developed into naturally yet, but give it some space. So, you know, be honest and upfront about what you're feeling for this person, Nancy, and give him an opportunity to share what he's feeling for you, whatever that is. And it may be a lot of stuff. It may be contradictory, or it may feel like, you know, he's still figuring all that out. But I think what would be really helpful for you is just to accept that there's already a really strong bond between the two of you, and that really all you need to do is just keep giving that bond that you've already got opportunities to develop and grow and get stronger, and not to try to do that in a way that feels forced or gets too specific right now, but just to, you know, just basically what I'm really talking about is spending time with this person as much as you can in as many different ways as you can, you know. So if you guys are used to doing, mm-hmm. like, you know, the standard kind of dating activity, do something different. It'll give both of you an opportunity to see each other in a different light or a different way. You know, I don't think you need mm-hmm. to do anything that, you know, you don't need to sign up to climb Mount Everest, but maybe, you know, doing an activity that you guys haven't done yet, like, I don't know, kayaking or, you know, hiking in a certain location or, you know, something where you get a chance to really work together and partner with each other.
Yeah.
You know, maybe do one of those, what do they call them, escape rooms, you know, something like that. I don't know. Something where you
mm-hmm.
both are out of your element, but you get to work together towards a common goal. So you get to see how each of you problem solve together and how you can complement each other. So some activity to bring both of you together, I think, is really going to help you cement things and really help you see your relationship in a new way, but also in a positive way that's already been there and is growing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think Marcus is the kind of person who's really, you know, it provided you know, describe it to him in the right way, he's pretty much down for anything. He's pretty open. And that's great because that means that you can, you know, really try some new stuff with him and he'll at least, you know, give it a try and be open. So engage with him on that level and see what comes of it. But I think really, you know, once you're able to work through some of these initial hurdles with him, I think you've got really full steam ahead, you know, sailing for the two of you in your future. Okay?
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, well, let us know how things go with Marcus. You know, we always like hearing from our wonderful listeners. And whereabouts in Canada are you?
Yeah, thank you for calling.
The coast or the, yeah, are you in the interior? Or?
Eastern Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Near Ottawa.
All right, Ottawa, wow. Capital and everything. All right, well, good.
Where are you located?
Well, I am in Oregon, and Michael is in, where are you in, Michael?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
California.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Two places I want to visit.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So do you see me going to Los Angeles anytime soon?
Well, Michael loves
Yes,
Vegas,
I see it next weekend.
Definitely.
I see it next weekend.
Yeah. No, seriously, though, do you see me going to Los Angeles at any point in the near future?
Like in 2 years. I don't see it super, super close. It feels a way off in about two years, which goes very quickly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Nancy, you take care now.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye for now. Thanks for calling the Psychic Funhouse. And again, I know it's hard to believe, but here we are at the end of another amazing show. Sorry
it went so quickly.
I know. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody. But you can always contact us. Yeah, you can always contact us privately. We're happy to take on new clients. Michael, somebody wanted to get in touch with you. How would they do that?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, schedule a reading, a clairvoyant reading, a mediumship reading, or a healing, a pranic healing. You can also schedule just a consultation there. We can explore if this is the right, if I'm the right fit for you. I can ask questions, you know, about the way I work and, we can explore that. Or you can also call me on my work phone at 562-457-0457. You can also send a text there as well. How about you, Lawrence? How can people get a hold of you?
Nice. Lots of options. People like that. Yeah. You can call or text. 561. Anyway,
hello.
Yeah, something happened. You can call or text 541-344-7534. I am a shamanic practitioner as well as a psychic, and I also work with Tarot, and I am a certified clinical herbalist. So I have products that I make that I go out and collect or wildcraft myself. So lots of options. Interact with me. I just collected some wonderful wild lettuce today. I'm going to make some wild lettuce cigars, which are interesting.
Nice.
So email givingtree@earthlink.net and my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. So lots of options.
Cool.
For both of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So make sure that you follow us, kind listeners, and stay in touch with every show that's coming down the lane so you can never miss a show. We do have a wonderful archive you can listen to anytime of over a year's worth of programs, wonderful podcasts with guests, great topics. And we will see you next time every Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Make sure you have a wonderful weekend. Stay cool out there. And I just want to thank my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. I want to thank you. It's always great to be on the show with you.
Yeah,
and our,
it's a pleasure.
And our listeners.
Yeah, wonderful listeners. And, of course, our wonderful guides, spirit guides, and other helpers that showed up today to make the show a success. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't be here without you. So blessings and thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, until next time, everybody, take care, and we will see you soon. Bye for now.
Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.